This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Good morning, all you human beings. It's right around January the 25th, year of the Christian Lord 2020. And this is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and me. I'm Eddie Wilson. We're going to talk about gardening today primarily, and we're going to, for the time being, kind of center our focus around the cooler weather crops, but I do have a magnificent order of seeds from the Haas Tools people, and I'm pretty stoked about that. But before we do that, I want to talk about something for the next 15 minutes or so, and it has to do with global food control. And the reason that I want to bring this up before we talk about gardening is to make the point here, as if I haven't already, that growing your own food is not necessarily just a question of a cute, fun little hobby. It may turn out to be something, well, depending on your point of view, it's already a necessity. I would say that it is, but it may turn out to be an emergency at some point. There are some fascinating developments that are coming to light, and they're not new. There are reports coming from everywhere concerning the deep state's will to control the food supply, and you know, of course, as we mentioned before on this show, we first saw the tip of that iceberg a long time ago when Henry Kissinger was dating was it Linda Ronstadt or one of those crazy women? But he said, you know, he who controls the food controls the people. Well, we all know that Kissinger is part of the New World Order. He's part of the Bilderberger outfit. And we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about this particular thing, but I'm going to lay it out as quickly and succinctly as I can, because as I said before, I'd like to spend 30 seconds identifying a problem and 30 minutes talking about it, whereupon, of course, we would like your opinion. We're going to suggest, or somebody will suggest, propose a solution, and then hopefully somebody else would have a way to put a finer edge on it. The what brought this to my attention this week was a full-on war between Texas A&M and Harvard and Yale. The A&M, for those of you that don't know, is essentially an ag school. They do what right. schools do. Yes, you're there. They do very, very interesting work with respect to farming, but also, of course, animal husbandry. This is what these people do. Missouri has an ag school, a real good one. As a matter of fact, I think it was the Missouri Ag School that saved the entire French wine industry, I believe, by crossbreeding Missouri grapes with their failing grapes. That's a fascinating subject in itself. But what we've got going on right here is that, how can I put this? It's a doggone filthy spider web. The annals of the, there was going to be a report released by the editor-in-chief of the Annals of Internal Medicine stating that there is no intelligent science behind asking people to eat less meat, that it's basically more of this carbon tax, BS, or you know, whatever it would seem to be. But whatever it would seem to be, it's not legit, and it will all find its roots eventually in things like carbon tax on your food or a sin tax. Have it, whatever you want, you know, because eating meat is a sin, you know. That'll be a tax on you, and of course, they'll fold that right in with the carbon tax for your vehicle. But so what happened is that the editor-in-chief was going to release an article. Well, believe it or not, if you can believe this, some little deep state weenie leaked it to the people up at Harvard. And the people up at Harvard, this Dr. Katz and this Dr. Hugh, got together with, they are together, with the people at Yale. And this Harvard's Walter Willett, this guy is a real piece of work. They asked this female, Christine something, this doctor, to stand down, don't publish this article, because it got in the way of their fake meat. You know, these people are very, very busy right now trying to create a brand new market for and take over the meat industry with their what I can only presume is GMO fake meat. It's the same thing that you find in the Impossible Whopper, which, you know, Tim and I were talking earlier, actually tastes good. It, you know, it looks like meat. They put it over the same flame grill. You know, Whoppers are flame grilled, you right. know. And tastes like meat. Seems to me it's coming up a little low in salt, but I have sea salt in the truck. I can fix that. But
Rick, so let me interrupt you for just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I got a question on this fake meat. Does it have the same nutritional value as real meat, or do you know?
I don't know. You mean the same protein profile?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably in there, but I didn't know. I don't know that. You know,
okay.
soybeans, of course, are renowned for being a reliable source of protein. But, you know, on a chart, how does it match up? I cannot tell you that.
But, well, I was thinking that many of the amino acids would probably be different and stuff like that.
Yeah, it probably would be. And, of course, I'm quite certain that if they wanted to enhance the profile, the nutritional profile of their fake meat, there are a lot of things they could add, you know. But they probably wouldn't, because it would raise the cost. But the
right.
By the way, it already costs more than a regular Whopper. you can buy two. How's this work? You can buy two Whoppers around here for $6. It's the only fast food that I will eat, and I think their Impossible Burger costs about that much for one, which makes it impossible. But to get to the point, however, this Dr. Willett, so they spun up a bot, a web bot, and they spammed this gal with more than 2,000. Angry emails that were generated, just generated,
right.
Just basically you know, phony left-wing BS arguments that the talking points that you hear from these people all the time. But then they demanded that she not publish. So, you know, and this is before it's even published. So somebody ran her out. Somebody said, oh, you know what she's going to do? You better put an end to it. Well, as it turns out, now I'm gonna cut this short by saying that it turns out that these jack wagons from Yale and Harvard are on the board of this made up organization called the True Health Initiative, which is basically trying to suggest that eating meat's bad, but eating fake meat is good. And if you dig further, you will find out that these men, along with Gates, Bill Gates, George Soros, Richard Branson, and all these people are heavily involved in funding the research and or involved in companies who already have these fake meats. Fake meats,
right.
You already know about the Impossible Meat. They've got another one called Clean Meat. They've got another one called Sweet Earth. And these things are just popping up right and left. And the True Health Initiative is saying that they're going to end the beef industry by 2035. And then what would they replace it with? Well, among other things, they're betel tofu, and you'll be eating insects if they have their way. If they'd had their way, you'd have eaten it for breakfast. You'll get the fake meat, and of course, plenty of veg, all the vegetables that you can handle. But the point is, these people, the same people who are trying to destroy the beef industry, are heavily involved financially in the phony meat industry, and so you can see where this is going. This is another Joe Hunter Biden arrangement. It's all incestuous. It's filthy. It's what do you call it? This crony capitalism,
right?
Where you know it's not what you know, but it's who you.
Hey, now Rick, Ken has a comment here. I want to run by you.
Yeah.
He said he heard it was an estrogen bomb. In other words, loaded with estrogen. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I did hear that, and I don't know. I think that's a soybean profile, and it may
okay.
And it may well be. I mean, you know, what a perfect way to neuter a bunch of hunter gatherers like us than to
right.
just start feeding
the birds. I guess that's where the term soy boy comes from, isn't it?
I don't think so. Although that is
funny. Oh, okay.
I think that has to do with them putting soy milk in their lattes.
Oh, okay.
I think you find in urban areas a lot of soy boys running around. There would be primarily millennials. I hope that kind of activity is limited to, I prefer almond milk if it's going to come to it. But anyway, so the point is this. This isn't, you know, there's also a real problem with the bean, with the soybeans and the beans in general, all the dry beans. There are food shortages right now, of course, in China because of this virus. They got a real problem with deliveries.
Right.
There's another problem, of course. Australia is having massive food shortages because there are just places trucks can't go because the place is on fire.
Right.
Whole Foods has lost whole sections of their market because their supplier for rice, grains, and beans suddenly, without saying much, just disappeared. They folded, closed their doors, and took off. Now, does this indicate a problem? Well, I'll tell you what does indicate a problem is that the reason essentially that they full closed their doors was because they're having a hard time getting the product that they're supposed to be selling. If you look at a map of where the farming disasters were last year, you'll find that it was kind of set the whole central north from like the Missouri, the northern, let's say Kansas City, Missouri, all the way to Canada, and that was with respect to just bad weather, too much flooding, early frost. But like North Dakota, their bean production, this is any dry bean, whether it's lentils or whatever, is off 32%. Michigan off 19%. Nebraska down 11%. Michigan 9. Minnesota's off 9. Idaho is off 8. So if you add that all up, it comes close to 70%. So the dry bean market here in the United States this year right now, we're missing just a little under 30%. We're missing almost 70% of the harvest.
Right.
So, you know, now, if
Rick,
you're...
Let's take a breath here and tell people what that means and when the shortage is going to hit. I know that I think you've got more credibility than me. Maybe you ought to tell them.
You're sounding real far away again, if you can improve that.
Is this any better?
Yeah, it's way better. What were you asking me?
Why don't you explain to people when the shortage of legumes is going to hit and what it means? I know the answer, but maybe people would rather hear it from you.
Oh, I don't know. You can feel free to opine in case I get this wrong. There's always a delivery supply chain lag time, but what we find right now is that in many areas where there are beans available, the price is spiking wildly. I think Australia. I just heard this morning. It might be in Australia. The bean prices are up. There's gouging going on. So bean prices have gone up five to eight times. That information is not vetted. It doesn't come from any official source. Although I hate to tell you, the so-called official sources aren't vetted either. They just make stuff up as fast as they want to, and whatever they want to say, that's what they say. So I don't know where do you get real information? Anything I'm saying is just my best guess. You know, I haven't been to Australia to buy beans, so I do spend some time preparing for the show, but not that. But
What I'm hearing, Rick, is that the shortages are actually going to start in earnest late summer, early fall of this year.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what to tell you guys, but if you haven't learned to garden, if you're not stockpiling some seeds and trying to figure out how to use them, you're way behind the curve, and you're going to get yourself into some serious trouble. Without any doubt, I can tell you that I cannot feed you people. I'm doing what I can in urging you to learn to grow your own food, and I hope you're at least making an attempt. When it comes to producing huge amounts of food, I am only mediocre at this. I watch these guys at Haas Tools, which, by the way, they've done, I guess, 2 years. They are the longest running father son gardening show in history, which just goes to show you, I guess, fathers and sons can't get along more than about 2 years. But it is a magnificent show. It is just chock full of information, and these guys grow food in amounts that are just mind boggling. And they're doing it in a reasonably small area. And I know. Here we go.
Okay, buddy. We got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, call in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden. Get your ripe ones, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without
and a welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick has been covering some issues this morning. Rick, you want to continue?
Yeah, that's
okay, go ahead.
John Denver's Homegrown Tomatoes, lovely song. Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad that John isn't still with us. I don't think he's finished writing. Yeah, so with respect to that, I will say that early this week, I ordered just a boatload of stuff, seeds from Haas Tools. I upped a lot of the amounts to quarter pound amounts, which is going to be interesting. And the whole order came to $250. And then I turned around a couple days later and ordered a couple more things. One of the things that I said I would order, and I did, best price that I can find on Elliot Coleman's Winter Harvest, the Winter Harvest Handbook, $17. That's about as good as it's going to get. And his information on cool weather cropping is, in my opinion, the quintessential handbook guide to growing in cooler weather. And, you know, of course, I've said it before, and I don't want to be too redundant here. You know, depending on the way the weather has been shifting, and the growing degree days corroding. And this comes right from the USDA. This is not some conspiracy theory that Alex Jones or one of these people is floating around. Their own numbers, along with the crop failures, pretty much points to a problem with the atmosphere in one way or another. I mean, for all I
know,
it could be, maybe it's that, I don't know, maybe it's the chemtrails. But we are into the first couple years of a very serious solar minimum, and which, of course, we know is what was responsible for the mini ice age back in Europe in the, I think it was the 1650, 1700, something like that. I think it was, I meant to look this up, but I believe that was the Maunder minimum. They have names,
right,
you know, like hurricanes. I don't know what this minimum is going to be called. It should be called the Obama minimum. But it does usually result in mass starvation and tons of illnesses, viruses particularly. In that particular case with the Maunder minimum, I think it was the bubonic plague that erased about a third of Europe. So it does to make matters even more insulting, they'll call it climate change and tax you for this. So while you're starving to death and coughing your lungs up from the viruses that you're contracting, they're gonna tax you for it as if things
could
be too much work. Yeah, it's your fault. You know, it's your fault for being a poor steward of the planet. So better learn to garden some cool weather crops. I will tell you, I've got a brassicas. Brassicas are a classic cool weather crop, and that would be, you know, things like turnips. Chard is also a wonderful cool weather crop, but I do not believe that. That's not brassica. Beets and chard are in the whatever it is, beet, they got their own name. And the brassicas include things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, a cabbage, and all that kind of thing. All really cold hardy stuff. And I have a fertilization schedule for those things because I've never been too terribly successful. I've never been too terribly careful about monitoring the temperatures I'm trying to grow. I've grown Brussels sprouts before, but they never become those round little balls you're supposed to be getting. And that's because I get them in too late, and then it gets warm and it ruins them. But this is what I got, and I'm going to be interested in trying some of these things. I've got, as I mentioned before, I've got tomato experiments here going. And
you got what kind of experiment, buddy?
Tomato.
Oh, okay.
Tomato.
You say potato. The we're going to use Bella Rose. Some of these, all the ones I'm trying are super resistant to all of the diseases and viruses that tomatoes always seem to succumb from. These are really, really tough strains. Bella Rosa is one that I'm dying to try, and it's one of the best in taste tests. It's right up there with the Sun Gold tomato, which, of course, Sun Gold is a cocktail tomato, but in every taste test, Sun Gold always wins. That's by far and away. Those are like eating candy. We have music from the 60s.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Four.
Like to do it for some folks that came up from Corpus Christi. Now some of y'all that still ain't never been down south. I'm gonna tell you about it one more time, so that you understand what we're talking about. Now down there we got a plant. Looks something like a turnip green, except it ain't.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, January the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Right now, we have a caller on the line. We've got Francis in North Carolina on line 9. Good morning, Francis.
Hey, folks.
Right.
I was afraid that I might be calling in a little bit too prematurely or whatever, but I'm going to go for it.
Well, go ahead.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the winter gardening and so forth, especially because right now I've ended up getting a whole different perception regarding what's called raised bed gardening. And before I get into that, in mentioning about the fluky weather scenario with the, as I tend to refer to it, as geoengineering, dare I call it that.
Well, it's maybe
a flip-flop depending on where you... What?
I said, yeah, possibly.
When you have a fluky flip between going from warm to cold in just a matter of 24, 48 hours or more, the plant life is not really sure what it should be doing, because it's like, wait a minute, I thought it was time to come up, and bam, the cold weather hits, and it's like, oh, no. Right. So that aside from the situation and having to make sure to taking precautions to make sure there's coverage, for that situation. Going on to the raised bed gardening and so forth, my initial thought was that you have a couple of wood timbers put down, or blocks or bricks or whatever put down to raise the garden up off the ground. But since having realized that, I've come to discover that we're going to have to, or have started, working on doing raised beds that are, I imagine you're probably familiar with the terminology, a cinder block or a concrete block that's really big. It's about like an 18 or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And basically doing at least 2 to 3 rounds of that, depending on how high you're comfortable with sitting on the edge of that. So whenever you're doing your gardening, you can sit on the edge of that without really having to extend yourself too far into the garden area, let alone making sure that your arm reach can be about to the middle of the raised bed. So
The typical width of that is 30 inches, but, you know, you can probably go 48, but, you know, at some point it's going to get inconvenient.
Right. That's where I'm trying to avoid the inconvenient part, where on a raised bed, I go to stand where the engine's going to be at, stick my arm into the area, and see how that's going to measure, and then go on the opposite side of the same bed and stick my arm and see how far that's going to reach, so that way I have a balanced coverage.
Well, Francis, there's a little more to it than that. Stick your arm in there and hold it out for 5 minutes. At full extension and tell me if you like that. You're not going to, you know, so, you know, the further you have to reach and hold your, because, you know, what, the whole time you're in there, you're just going to have your arms out. You know, my father used to torture us to death when we were little. When we were bad, he'd make us hold our arms straight out until we were in tears. And, of course, I have huge shoulder muscles because I was really bad. So, but you know, you might want to just, 30 inches is standard, but you do whatever you want. You know, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
What I would suggest this is start. You don't want to have to cut cinder blocks, so stack them, and then when you turn the corner, you're going to get a width that is, I think cinder blocks, I think they're either 10 and a half or 12 long. So at some point you're going to have to turn and go 90 degrees. And I would just build that without cutting any blocks. And if that turns out to be 36, then it does.
Well, that's true. Actually, we're not doing any cutting. We're just simply going by way of
stacking.
If it falls under 30, you know, 30 inches, then no problem. Yeah. Because they're going to be a 90-degree angle to start with.
Well, so, the one thing I would mention, too, is that the narrower the bed, the more beds you would have to build to feed a certain number of people. So, you know, there is a little math you got to do. You know, I'm fine with having lots and lots of beds, but, you know, you do have to create them and fill them.
That's true. Also, I'm also taking into consideration of getting the fencing wiring or whatever is needed to actually do a arch of sorts that goes into the side of one bed and crosses over an arch to the other one side of another garden bed.
Well, so I actually have something to say about that. I did that two years ago. It's not half bad. I made 2 30-inch beds using 2x12s, and I left them about 3 feet apart so I could walk. And doing that, one cattle panel, and I forget the exact length. Cattle panels do come in a couple lengths. But what I did was I screwed the cattle panel to the outside of one bed and then went up in an arch and came down on the outside of the other bed And that gave me exactly 6 feet in the middle to walk.
Wow.
So, you know, and cattle panels aren't bad. They last a lifetime. They're super thick metal. They stand up well. They're a little wiggly in the wind if you cover them. But it does work. It does work. You can also use them to trellis stuff off of, like, anything that's vining. Yeah, beans, and you can grow beans. Now, the deer are going to come, and they're going to want to eat off of that. So you might want to think about, and I'm going to have to look into this year because I got a real issue. I'm going to have to electrify some of these things. So,
right.
You know,
well, actually, in light of that commentary about as far as deer and wanting to nibble off of that, there is a prospect of that we're going to be doing a wooden fence that goes around the outside of the raised bed, and thus there is going to be some other growth of plants like flowering vines or some other type of non-edible, because basically for deer themselves, they need a line of sight in order to jump over a fence or whatever to get to what they think they smell. So the floral is going to throw that scent off. And so,
well, there are certainly a lot of wonderful, wonderful vining flowers. I tell you, there's when it comes to flowers, I am practically gay. You know, I just love growing flowers.
So you're happy. Big deal.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, yeah, I have been identified as a cross dresser, but I dress as a man, so you know, and so they don't know what to think now. But where I come from, gardening is a big deal.
Yeah,
you know, Rick,
I appreciate
don't feel too bad. I love flowers too, and so does Lori, and so does my daughter. So you ain't the least bit queer because you like flowers.
Now, speaking of which, we're going to get to this in a while. We're going to talk about the flowers that I got in my order here from Haas. But please, continue. Well, I know you're going to like this. Please continue.
Well, for one thing, I don't know of one man that I can think of that does not like flowers.
Oh, thank God.
That would be a far stretch that I can think of. Even if the fella is really macho or whatever, I don't care how macho they are, they're going to have a soft spot somewhere. I mean, come on. This is some gals that may be very...
There's a song out there by Kev Moe called Whole Nother Thing, and it talks about him. He wouldn't give a crutch to a cripple, but women, that's a whole nother thing. If you don't like flowers and you have some, for God's sakes, give them to a woman. Try to turn them into something good for you, you know.
Ooh. That was clever.
Yes, it's
a clever
show. That's as close as I can get. That's as close as I'm going to get there. I just think my take on it is that you're associating with some obviously intelligent men, obviously. So,
well, there you go. As far as the gardening goes, right now we're mostly dealing with getting the grass clippings and vegetable material from cooking and all that piled in for the composting, which is really getting interesting. We still got to finish getting the beds all put into place. And quite frankly, it's our timing on trying to get those set up and finished for that matter for this coming spring, which has given me rise to getting other raised beds around the house for far as regular flowers are concerned. Because right now, believe it or not, I come across, and I thought there was only one variety, three versions of cotton that's organic. There's traditional white. There's your traditional white. Then you have your green. And then you have your red.
Wow.
And they are pale colors. It is. And when I first heard it, I thought, I've got to get some, you know. And I finally did. It took a while. And so in order to keep them from washing out the color of the other variety, I'm going to make sure they're planted far away from each other So even with the wind blowing, they don't get across for that matter. And so it actually starts producing. Because the peculiar part about cotton that I've learned is that I could be wrong about this. By all means, if someone is listening to this, by all means, please do the research. I haven't had a chance to yet. But when I saw the plant called cotton, I am put in mind of what is called a hibiscus plant.
Yeah. It does look like okra, and it looks like, which is a member of the hibiscus. It does look like a hibiscus. Years and years ago, the root bark off of the cotton plant, the slaves used it as an abortifacient. If you make a tea of the, I probably shouldn't have said that on the air.
Our audience ain't going to try it, Rick.
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful flower.
It's really beautiful. It's amazing how the bloom occurs. It's amazing how the there is. And so even for someone who is processing cotton to spin it by hand is fascinating. This is another topic altogether, but it all seems to be a connecting web of your gardening and what you do with the fiber and what you do with the base stems and trunk of the plant and so forth after the growing period is over with. And the reason why I say is because we had some limbs come down from some Bradford pears this past spring and late summer from a very unusual windstorm. And to make a long story short of it, I thought, my gosh, this would work well for doing the garden fencing at, for that matter. So some of it can be used for burning, but I was like, I'd much rather use it for doing the fencing so we don't have to have the issue with the deer. Possums is one thing, deer is another, let alone skunks. So that's how rural we are out in the country, which I am loving every moment of it. And so right now the situation with the deer is almost moot because of the cold weather, given where we're at. So
I haven't seen too much of them lately.
I saw three coming up the driveway day before yesterday here, Rick.
Well, every time I find a dead one on the highway right by my house, I go up to Starbucks and I say, drinks are on me. And that only costs $400.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. That's priceless. Well, speaking of that, I did discover one thing. When people always have a canary about whenever a skunk has been hit and they have the odor going to the permeating the air, I'm going to give this away for free. That I did come up with an idea for a public service billboard, but I never got around to getting actually checked on. That Pepe Le Pew says, no like the perfume de skunk, and don't hit one.
There you go.
Fine. Yeah. It could be a T-shirt.
It could be a T-shirt. But
yeah.
I wish you all a great season.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There you are. I think you're breaking up a little. We were having a hard time right there.
Yeah, I was too. I thought it was me.
No,
might have been France. France. Yeah, I think she was. She said she was rural, and I think she's proving it. Here's the deal, and I would urge Frances, although she's probably not in a position to listen right now, but under these circumstances, I would urge Frances to grab the Elliot Coleman book, the Winter Harvest Handbook, not just because the weather has been really unpredictable the last several years. I mean, she's right.
Oh, it has.
I don't know whether to, I can't use that phrase, but
get off the pot, I know.
Yeah, I was going to say or wind their watch, but the arrangement, the arrangement is that if you do prepare
your beds so that you can do end of season or preseason. You can these mechanisms that involve hoop houses and caterpillar tunnels and all this. They have many uses. One is that.
Oh yeah,
is that music? Yeah,
that's music.
But we'll finish that up in just a second.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443. And at the top of the hour, we're going to have Mr. Don Wiskin on as a guest for a half hour. Be right back.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I know I was singing again. Rick, before we go to our caller, I wanted to let our listeners know that on our Facebook page, I did put a link in for a website called Rare Heirloom Seeds. It's from Baker's Creek Heirloom Seeds.
And right here in Missouri.
Yeah, they're located right here in Missouri. Their place is huge.
Yeah.
Tim and I've been there. Yeah.
Beautiful.
They also have different books and all that they sell there, too, because I picked up one that was not exactly a cheap book, but I did pick it up.
It was worth every penny.
It was.
And,
but
last,
people are,
and they work, and they work when the grid is down.
They do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. They're old
but school. They sell vegetables, different flowers. There are so many different kinds of vegetables out there that is unreal, and this place carries them all. And like I said, they're heirloom seeds, which means they're not enhanced with any GMOs or anything else, and they can be planted year after year. From what you grow, you can go to rareseeds.com, and you can actually click on a link, and they'll send you a free catalog of what they they offer with their prices and everything in them. But like I said,
can I suggest one thing with regard to that? Talked to them about that, and if they're not already out of catalogs, they will be soon. Generally, by the end of February, they send out 750,000 books. But if you've got one of these books, they are, I mean, you talk about a coffee table book. That is,
my
that
is already
the
in.
Book you're looking for. Oh, my God.
Guys, we only have a couple of minutes before the top of the hour break. Can we go ahead and go to our caller real quick?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, Art.
Hey, guys. You were talking earlier about, you know, people not prepare and how what you do is a very small scale. I'm sure you've heard it from people as I've heard it, I don't know how, countless times, you know, well, I'll just come out to your place because, you know, I'm talking about how, you know, growing food and trapping and learning how to do all these different things and being self-sufficient. And, you know, people don't understand. I have a very small piece of land. I can do maybe six people out here on my little piece of land.
Right.
But I want those six people to be people of my choosing because I want them here, not because people...
Exactly.
Like, you have had ample time. I have been telling you for years about this stuff, and you're not prepared? No, I don't want you out here because you tell me by not preparing what you're all about. I want people who are
steers. Well, Art, you do know when the poop hits the fan, they're not going to care that you told them. They just want your doggone food.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, that's they want to work to grow it. They want you to do it for them.
Yeah. And so it's
and
like,
that
you know,
ain't happening on our farm.
Nope. Nope. I've already told people, you show up out here, you just bought yourself a one-way ticket, and I'm not telling you where you're going because that's all between
that's
you and your maker.
That's up to the creator.
Yeah, that's between you and your creator as to where you go. It's not my choice, but don't show up out here because you ain't prepared. You've had ample time. There's no reason why anybody should not know.
That's right. Well, the only person I've invited here, if it all hits the fan, is my middle son, and that's because he will work.
Yep.
Well, I've had two incidents lately. One person said they were just going to kill me. The other said, I'll come, but I refuse to work. And I said, well, then, you know, you're going to wind up compost. I'm going to walk you out in the field and plug you, you know, so whatever you want to do, but you're not going to sit around here and just eat.
That's sure.
Washington State has passed a law making it legal to use human bodies as decomposed fertilizer.
Yep. All right, Art. Feel free to call back after the bottom of the hour. We got a guest coming on now, but thank you for your call, sir, and I absolutely agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes, and we're going to have Don Wiskin on. Be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.